Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Syria is in grave crisis, and none of its myriad problems can be sustainably addressed without a political solution, according to the UN. In addition to a failing economy and an ongoing tense and violent security situation, humanitarian conditions remain in sharp decline, compounded by the profound economic crisis. The Syrian people need unimpeded aid and access through both cross-border and cross-line delivery. However, too often, aid cannot be delivered because parties across Syria are denying passages to cross-line convoys. The situation is dire, particularly in the Rukban camp for the internally displaced in eastern Syria. The United States remains committed to the UN's provision of humanitarian assistance through all modalities, including cross-border and cross-line, said U.S. Permanent Representative to the UN, Linda Thomas Greenfield. The Assad regime does not. We see this in southeastern Syria, where the regime's actions, fully and shamefully backed by Russia, have sparked a humanitarian crisis.
For 4 years, the regime has denied UN access to thousands of civilians in the Rukban camp, leaving them at the edge of disaster. Today, we mark 2 months since the regime blocked commercial access. That disaster appears closer than ever before. Now food and medical supplies are scarce, risking disease, outbreak, malnutrition, food insecurity are worse for thousands of civilians.
The United States calls on the Assad regime to cooperate with UN requests to open commercial access to Rukban and provide cross-line humanitarian assistance to its civilians, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
There's no justification for the obstruction and cruelty that is being carried out. None.
We urge Russia and the Assad regime to stop the stalling and the excuses, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. For years, we have known that a lack of progress towards a solution in Syria would exacerbate conflict risks in the wider region. Now, that risk has become a reality.
Iran and its proxies and partners increasingly use Syrian territory to threaten Israel and traffic dangerous weapons. Regardless of the talking points the Assad regime deploys in this chamber, Syrians themselves know that Iran's militant proxies and partners seek only to advance their own destabilizing agenda and not to help the Syrian people.
In this dangerous moment, it is important that we work to reduce tensions and prevent escalation in Syria and neighboring countries, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. The United States will continue to work with our diplomatic partners toward that end.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.